Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the time.
Oh?
Hello, is that Angela?
Yes.
Hi, Angela. It's Leah calling from MMA Legal.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Have you got a spare 5 minutes for me?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine,
perfect.
Yeah.
So just to let you know, before I do start, the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
And for data protection, could you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
220567EH222EY.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Angela. I just wanted to clarify some information with you before I put you through to the next stage of your application.
I just had a phone call office last week, so it's another part. Okay.
Let me see who that was. Sorry. That looks like it was...
They were asking what it was.
To confirm your GP. Yeah, no problem. And this is just to confirm some of the care settings that you provided us.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got Rosedean Manor Care Home and Hawthorne Bray.
Yeah, I've been in Rosedean Children's Home. That was in Inverness. I was in Canaan Lodge, that's at Morningside in Embra, and I was on, it was in Hawthorne Bay, and, Rosedean Children.
No, that's okay.
Hawthorne Bay was the last home I was in.
Okay.
And that was in Embra.
Okay,
yeah.
No problem.
But Canaan Lodge was assessment centre.
Assessment centre, okay. Can I ask, and I know it might be tricky to remember, can you remember what year it was or what age you were when you were first taken into care?
I was 11.
11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Police came into my mum's house and took me away.
Oh, bless you. And was Rosedean the first one you were taken into at 11? Yeah?
Yes.
So that would have... I
have been in foster cares as well, so that was just, I have been in quite a few foster cares as well, so they were in Alton and Inverness,
Okay.
I've been in two foster cares in Inverness.
Okay, two. No problem. How long were you in Rosedean for?
Rosedean, I was there right up till I was 13, the court ordered me to go and stay with my adopted dad, but ended up getting put back into care after 3 weeks because he didn't want me, he only wanted my two brothers, and the court ordered them to take me, and obviously it wasn't great for me because I ended up in an assessment centre right after that.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about the consequences of what they were doing. They thought keeping us together, me and my two brothers were they were in foster care, but they ended up going and staying with my mum. But my mum was going through a legal battle with my dad that was in the army.
Okay.
And my dad got custody, my adopted dad got custody of my two boys, but he wasn't allowed to take my two boys without me. And, well, basically, he wasn't my dad, but they put me there and I got abused and I had to keep running away because he had, it was like really hurting me quite badly. And I ended up going into the assessment centre. So I got taken away from my family from Inverness to stay in Embra, and I had no family, nobody around me whatsoever.
Oh, God love you. No problem. I'll pop that down.
You'll see it. It's in the court. It was in the papers and everything. And the judges came to the home to tell me I was adopted. I didn't even know I was adopted. They came into the home. Two judges came into the home to tell me that I was adopted at Rosedean Children's Home in Inverness, and they told me that my dad wanted me, and I was adopted. Unknown me, I didn't even know I was adopted at 11-year-old. So I was hit with that, and hit with that I was going to sleep with my adopted dad. So they didn't do the homework very well. No.
Bless you, that's awful.
It gave me a lot of trauma I had no bond with my family after that. So I've no family whatsoever, but my own children.
Bless you. I'm sorry to be bringing it all up as well. I know
that's
hard.
No, it's fine. I'm used to it now. I'm used to it. I've just that's why I'm on a lot of medication, because I'm basically, I have got a lot of severe anxiety, a lot of trauma, and a lot of, I get very, very depressed quite a lot.
Yeah.
Because a lot of flashbacks come back to me a lot.
I can imagine. Honestly, I can.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. Cannon Lodge.
Cannon Lodge was Morningside Assessment Centre.
So
Cannon Lodge Assessment Centre in Morningside. I was there till the... I was the longest person till they found a residential home, and that was off on break. So I had to stay there till they found someone for me. I wasn't suitable because I wasn't like a disturbed child or anything like that, but they put me there because I had nobody else to put me.
And do you know what age you were when you went into there?
Still 11, coming up 12.
Yeah, so was that...
Just after that, I stayed with my dad for about a month, and then he ended up put back into care. They moved me from Inverness to there, stayed with my adopted dad, with my two brothers, and then with his girlfriend. And then I ended up I kept running away because he kept battering me. And obviously, I ended up in the assessment centre, and I'd stayed there till they found a resident. So I was the longest person there. So I was there for a really coming up a year and a half.
It was that a year in the assessment?
Yeah. It was over a year anyway. Yeah.
And then Hawthorn Bray.
Hawthorn Bray, was there right till I was 16.
Till you were about 16, so.
Yeah, I was,
and did
yeah.
you go straight into there from Cannon Lodge?
Yeah. It was a Church of Scotland home, Hawthorn Bray. It was at Duddonstown.
Okay. So from what you've told me, I've got an estimation that Rose Dean, you went into there around 1978.
Yeah.
Till about 1980.
Yeah.
Cannon Lodge, about 1981.
I was there right till, so.
Until about 84, 85, or a bit later?
I was there right till I was 16,
Yeah, and then Hawthorn Bray from
84. I left at 84 because I had my child at 85, so it would have been 84,
Yeah, and then Hawthorn Bray, 85 to about 88. Does that sound about right?
85, no, because I had my son at 85, so 84 I left the home.
Okay.
I was there, but I can't tell you how long. I was there for quite a few years. I can't remember. So, but I left there in 84, I think, because I had my son at 85.
Okay, no problem. Okay, perfect. I've got all of that down there. To be honest, the reason I'm asking is because we have actually got care records back from Crossreach and Highland Council.
Yeah, there have been quite a few, because as I said, I've been fostered there as well as I was in homes. I was in the home and things like that. And when I was in Hawthorn Bray, they put me in the assessment centre as well, Howden Hall. I had to get put there because I was, they were saying I was being erratic, but I was getting told quite a lot of things to me. It's very confused, so I had to stay there for a couple of times. They had to put me there for my misbehaving.
God.
So I was in Howden Hall in Edinburgh as well. So I was put in there a couple of times.
Okay.
You'll see that I've been put in quite a lot of different places.
Oh, I know. Bless you, I can. So at the minute, I've got Crossreach, Highland Council, Police Scotland.
Uh-huh.
I've got NHS records as well.
Uh-huh.
We are currently just waiting on Edinburgh Council. There's just a bit of a backlog with them. Because they'll hold the records for the Cannon Lodge.
They would have a Cannon Lodge and Rosedean, Hawthorn Bray. They would have had Cannon Lodge and Hawthorn Bray for Edinburgh, because it was Greendyke's social work department that had me.
I've got some from Crossreach. That's why I was trying to clarify the dates, just to make sure.
Cannon Lodge and Hawthorn Bray were Edinburgh.
Yeah, perfect. Well, what I'm doing is I'm going to wait for them to come back. When they come back, we'll then put you through to the final stage of your redress application, which is a witness statement.
Right.
So to give you just a bit of a heads up so you're aware of what will happen, it is a statement with myself or one of my colleagues where we'll just ask you a lot of questions about your time in care and anything we have evidence that we can show. We'll ask, what happened here, and just a lot of questions, but it's to build a witness statement, because as soon as that's done and signed, we'll send that straight off to redress.
That's fine.
The minute, we're estimating about 8 to 12 weeks for a payout from redress once we submit.
All right. So how long do you think this will take? Another couple of years or a year? What?
No, I think a couple of months.
A couple of months? Okay.
Yeah.
Happy reading, because I have got quite a lot of files. I'm led to believe I've got very many lots of files for different areas and different homes. And as I say, foster carers, they had to take me out of places and things like that because I was getting... So there's quite a lot of different things.
No, I don't think it'll take years. I think it's a matter of months, because once we get it back from Edinburgh, that's every single care setting that we have evidence of. We'll just take the witness statement, send it off, and then hopefully 8 to 12 weeks, you'll get your redress money.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
That's
fine.
I wouldn't say yes. I would say half
a month. Just because I've been reading a lot of people saying it's taking years, so I was like thinking, oh well, I'm like, it's something I've never expected anyway. So it's a bonus to me at the moment. So I didn't expect anything like this.
Bless you. Yeah, no, we estimate from our contact with redress and other people involved about. Once we've submitted it to redress, 8 to 12 weeks for a decision.
Okay. And I've been led to believe I'm not to take the first offer. I was told by one of your employees, she said to get an offer, I'm not to take the first offer.
I'm not too sure who would have said that. If you give me 1 second, I'll just see if it was one of my colleagues.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I just spoke to my colleague there. I'm not too sure who would have mentioned that to you. That's absolutely not the case. That is, it's incorrect. What we'll do is because we'll get the decision from redress and then contact you about the decision, and we'll send you a letter with what their decision is and what we think that you should do.
Right, okay, then I'll just let you deal with it all, and then I can take it to the advice from you.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll keep you updated as we go along as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank you so much, Angela. You take care now.
Bye-bye. Bye.